先宣布，等一下那个课讲完的时候呢，不要收拾啊，这个你的团谱啊放在这边，因为等一下我们还有普佛啊，所以呢，等一下如果要收的话，只需要收这个小本的法本就可以了。好 ，So please note that, please leave the cushion and table as it is, because after that we have Guru Puja. You want to keep only the prayer books.好，先来念诵《般若波罗蜜多心经》。We start by reciting the Heart of Perfectional Wisdom Sutra. 般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五欲皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，一智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎得嘎得，帕拉嘎得，帕拉桑嘎得，波利苏哈。现在要念诵的是功德本颂，It is followed by the foundation of all good qualities.Which is found, the English version can be found in this prayer book. Okay. 功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有意，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华身。唯愿加持令我先念此，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业之果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱了。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察诸母有情同我落有海，然后安息殊胜菩提心，复合救度终身之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种戒，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中熄灭于诸妄境之钓具，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，随令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度，彼时加持令我真确知所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续部经要及二次地心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示显圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
do short, so we do short breathing meditation. Okay, try to keep your back straight, then focus your mind on the breath. Just inhale, exhale. Just focus on that. So that helps us to bring our mind in the present moment.
现在呢，我们先做一个简短的共修。同样的，我们要做呼吸观，背要挺直，然后呢，把我们的心呢，圆注于我们的呼吸上，自然的呼出，自然的吸入，把我们的心呢，圆念于当下这一刻。
Okay, we do this. Maybe 1-2 minutes.
我们先做一两分钟。
Okay, so now, next stand in front of one space, oneself, visualize the golden throne, beautiful golden throne. So then upon the golden throne, on top of the golden throne, then visualize beautiful lotus. On top of the lotus, that the sun is, then on top of the sun is, that the moon is.Then on top of that, visualize Buddha Shakyamuni sitting there. Try to visualize clear as possible.
接着观想在前方的虚空中出现个金色的宝座，上面呢有一朵大莲花，莲花上面呢有个日轮，日轮上面有个月轮。那月轮上面呢，就端坐着本师释迦牟尼佛，相好光明，观想的越清晰越好。
So once you have clear visualization of Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, then now you do visualize making prostration to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. Then after that you visualize numberless of offering. Then you visualize or offering numberless of offering to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. Then after that, then you take refuge to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha.
如是观想之后呢，我们要观想，我们向本师释迦牟尼佛做顶礼，然后呢，从我们的心中涌现无量无边的供养，供养本师释迦牟尼佛，然后呢，我们就皈依本师。
Then after that, then make single-pointed request to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha to bless our mind. You know, to bless and make our mind into Dharma. Then able to practice, able to succeed all the practice like that request.
接着呢，我们要一心向本师释迦牟尼佛祈求，祈求本师加持我们的心相续，让我们的心相续呢能够安住于法当中，能够在法当中精进的修行，并且在我们的修行中呢得到成就。
So this single point request, and we'll chant.Buddha Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. So while you're chanting, then visualize the nectar or life rays come from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha into yourself and all other sentient beings, by then purified all our obstacles to practice Dharma. So yeah, so you can meditate like that.
祈求的时候呢，我们也可以念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒七次，然后在念这个心咒七次的时候呢，观想本师释迦牟尼佛的身体放出大光芒，降下甘露，这甘露呢进入了我们还有所有众生的身体，净化了我们的身心啊，净化了所有的修行的业障。
呀
他哦牟尼牟尼 哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他哦牟那牟那玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他哦牟那牟那玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他哦牟那牟那玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他哦牟那牟那玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他哦牟那牟那玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他哦牟那牟那玛哈牟那耶娑。
So then, do short dedication. So do to this meditation by chanting, making offering.So like that, due to that, collect a lot of merit. So now, immediately, good to dedicate all the merit.
接着呢，我们自己做回向，通过这样的简短的修法，念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒，做供养等等，回向这一切我们所积累的功德。
So then, due to this merit, so may myself and all sentient beings always able to practice or meet the Buddha Dhamma and able to practice always success in the practice by then quickly get enlightened like Guru Shakyamuni Buddha.
愿以此功德呢，愿我所及一切众生所积累这些福德，能够呢能够修行很好的修行佛法，而且我们的佛法修行呢能取得成功，真的像本师释迦牟尼佛一样的果位，迅速圆满这样的果位。
So like also myself able to bring no happiness.To every sentient being, especially in this world.
愿我能带领一切的众生，特别是这个世界的众生。
Okay, that was it.
Okay, 我们的短修修到这里。
What happened? Yeah, that was a dude. Yeah, question one, short one.
有没有问题？简短的。I think for recording, you need to use the mic.
Ken Rinpoche, do you think that there's any particular type of practice that we should be adding into what you're already teaching us for the people in Hong Kong?Louder?
Louder.
Okay. Do you think that there's any type of practice that you think that we should be adding in for the people in Hong Kong?
像香港这样的乱的局面、混乱的局面，我们应该修什么来帮助他们？就是说，在我们原有的平常的修行上，我们可以多修些什么来帮助他们？
So, I mean, of course, in the world, of course, not only Hong Kong problem, but of course, if you listen to the news, you know, not only Hong Kong, you know, there's so many other places like India, recently about Kashmir, whatever this problem, then of course, everyday news, you know, time to time, there's so many problems arise in different countries. So, of course, I mean, it's not easy to solve all this problem because everybody have different view, different wish, different idea. So, because of that, you know, so many conflict happen everywhere, you know. So, as a Buddhist, of course, I mean, of course, good to pray for them, you know, whatever they want to achieve, you know. So just pray for that, you know. So, I mean, just that we did this kind of meditation, you know, like chant the Buddha mantra, you know, can be very helpful, you know, meditate, chant, pray for them, you know, so everybody want happiness, you know. So quickly, you know, everybody have less problem, you know, more happiness like that. Pray for Buddha, you know, so then chant the Buddha mantra like that. Then also do the meditation, send the light, purify their anger, you know, attachment, jealous, whatever, all the problem, purified, you know. So like that. So meditate like that. Because all problem come from, you know, because of jealous, because of anger, because of attachment, you know, due to that, there's so many problems, you know, happen in the world. So for us, of course, to pray for that, to reduce their negative emotion. Yeah.
当然，这个世界上呢，有好多国家，不只是香港啊，都面对很多的问题啊。比如说，在印度的克什米尔也爆发了一些问题，所以呢。很多国家呢，其实他们都有各自的问题。为什么呢？因为不同的人呢、都有不同的意见、不同的看法、不同的需求啊、不同的概念。所以呢，当人相处在一起的时候呢，就容易发生着冲突。当然，我们可以做的呢，就是为他们祈求祈求让他们的各自的国家能够早日得到和平。这样当然从我们这一边来说呢，我们可以做一些修行，比如说我们可以做一些禅修啊，念诵一些佛的名号啊，然后把功德呢回向给他们祈求他们呢得到和平快乐愿他们的问题能够早日解决。比如说当我们向佛陀祈求或者观修的时候呢我们可以观想从我们的内心呢散发出光芒这光芒呢照耀到他们呢就刚才我们做的那个修行一样然后呢净化了他们所面对的问题啦他们的烦恼所引发的贪啊嗔啊妒忌啊等等因为呢这些问题的来源呢根源呢都是引发我们这个他们的烦恼的升起三毒的升起啊妒忌心啊贪执啦、等等所以呢我们从我们的身体呢 静坐观修的时候散发这些光芒，净化他们的这些烦恼，这样呢，就是从我们这边呢，我们可以做的一些东西啊，为他们祈求，然后减轻他们的烦恼。
So like that, so So like that, I mean, this is very good, you know, so many, we have to understand all this problem coming from the negative emotion, you know, because not subduing our mind, you know, so because that all the problem is happening in the world. So like that, so, I mean, again, of course, sometimes we can't do much outside, but again, this is both oneself, to meditate oneself, you know, recognizing any problem come in oneself, in the life, conflict, you know, whatever it is, fight, you know, all this come from our own negative emotion, you know, recognize that and reduce that negative emotion, you know. So that's the one of the important, you know, to understand.
So, you know, 这个问题其实是非常好的，因为呢，我们要明白呢，这个问题的产生其实呢，都源自于烦恼。这个世界上呢，其实每个国家都有很多的问题。我们从外面呢，我们能够做的其实也并不多。可是呢，当我们在这个观修禅修的时候呢，我们就会认识到，其实呢，所有的问题呢，都源自于我们的内心呢。而不是外面，而是源自于我的内心，用内心所引发而产生出来。这样呢，这个内心的什么地方呢？就是我们内心的烦恼。所以呢，我们必须清楚地认识到这一点，然后呢，尽我们的力量去降服，还有减轻这些烦恼。这一点呢是非常重要的。
So, I mean, that's the one. I don't know from the Ayadeva 400 stanza, I don't know from there or what, I don't remember, but there is said, Buddha see, a delusion as an enemy. Buddha see the delusion as an enemy, not the person who possess the delusion.Something like that.
这圣天菩萨，著名的圣天菩萨就有一个偈颂，就是说佛以烦恼为敌，而不是有烦恼的众生为敌。
Yeah, so I mean this also very, because we mix up with that, most of the time we are totally mixed with this true thing. So because of that, anger arises to the person, not to the delusion, you know.We make these two things same. If you don't differentiate, then become problem, you know. If you know how to differentiate these two, then your practice is okay. Otherwise, you know, at the end, you're harming the sentient beings, then this doesn't become the Dharma practice.
通常呢，我们都会把这个烦恼和众生呢混为一体、啊、大多数的时候呢，我们都视那个众生呢为那个敌人。所以当我们的烦恼升起的时候呢，我们不会看到其实是那个烦恼才是我们真正敌人。我们把那个众生啊，那个有烦恼众生呢视为那个敌人。所以呢，因为我们分不清楚烦恼和众生，我们要把它分开。如果我们懂得分别区别他们的不同的话呢，像我们的修行呢就没有问题。要不然呢，我们很容易呢就去伤害那个有烦恼的众生。
Yeah, so this important, you know. So most then therefore, if you know this thing, then you don't harm the sentient being, you don't hate the sentient beings, you know.Like that.
所以明白这一点呢，其实是至关重要的。因为呢，如果明白这一点的话呢，我们就不会去伤害或去憎恨另一个众生。
Okay, so like that. So, okay.
真的今天就回答到这里。
That's it. You want more yourself? I'm joking.
谢谢 Ken 荣爵。哦。这样听你要这样回向。Okay, Auntie is saying that the people should sit down and talk, really talk and communicate with one another. So, then she also hopes that the China and America can really sit down, talk it out, sort it out, and help and not worsen the, and not the, let the situation, the worst situation escalate.
You have to organize Mr. Xi, President Trump.
So, Auntie, 你回想吧。
Yeah, of course. Yeah, if that happened, wonderful. You know, so many to discuss, you know. So, but it's not easy, you know. Not easy thing. So, but of course, that's the only solution to discuss, yeah. From there, then, find some common solution, common goal to solve the problem, then it's wonderful, but most of the time, difficult to find. You know, both are not same interests, so different interests, so that...
So, you know, this is not an easy thing to solve, so, you know, this translation isn't very clear.安迪，你可以再讲慢一点吗？你很快啊，所以这不是一件容易解决的东西啊。就当烦恼升起的时候呢，我们通常都会受苦，因为呢，不同的人或不同的国家呢，他们有不同的利益，怎么讲利害啊，利益关系啊，他们都是要维护自己的利益了。所以我们刚才讲的烦恼呢，贪执的烦恼，所以呢就不容易取得双方都同意的解决方案，大概是这样。
Okay, so like that, so.
对。
Okay, so now go to the our what goes the life of will. Okay, we do I think complete first line, second line, third line. We have left the last circle here.
Anyone don't have this picture? You can take from the front.
If you need, pass to those people who need your past.
我们现在要讲解的就是这个生命之轮，这个轮回图了，它有很多不同的名字了，都对。那 Ken Rom Jay 上次已经讲过了，这个四个圆圈呢，这个同心圆里面的中间的那个中心的同心圆，第一圈、第二圈、第三个圆圈都讲完了，现在我们剩下最后一轮了，最大的、最外面的那个轮还没说。
Okay, so now I think so complete now only going to the last circle. So there's the within the last circle there's the 12 different picture are written there. You know, each box there's a different picture there. So that symbolize, you know, that shows the 12 link of depending origination.
所以呢，在这个最大的圆圈呢，你可以看到的十二张小图啊。哦，这上个星期我们讲了十二个昂宫，哦，这十二个昂宫呢，代表了十二缘起。这他们有些讲十二缘起支了，就十二支了。
Okay, you count the 12 or no?
Kim 就在学讲福建话。
啊、，more than 12 了呢。So, okay. Okay, so then, first one we start from the, I don't know, at the last, at the, what you call, at the right side, left side.Left, the old man, arrow in the eye, from below there, not upstairs, below, at the ground, at the second one, next to that one. What do you call this? What do you call that?
Ignorance.
Yeah, how you call that? Show the picture, how you describe pictures there.
这个十二缘起之呢、
How you say that? This is the direction. There's the picture. How you describe?
下面。
啊、six.
比如。
啊。
Below left.
啊。
Left half.
Sometimes how you describe? Six.
左下。
啊。Six. 6:03. 6:03. No.
6:33.
6:33. You said that?
She says 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. 如果一个时钟来看十二缘起日的第一支呢，你看到如果你把它当作时钟的话，就是大概是6:35的那个方向，左下角6:35。你可以看到一个老人，他的眼睛中了一支箭。
How to describe this picture? How you tell in English? This one, how you going to tell without showing the picture? This is the picture I'm going to say in English. Have idea? 7 o'clock? Not. Not really 7. Right? 6:05.
6.
7. Anyway, okay, whatever it is, you found the picture good enough. Then you have to find the picture what I'm talking about. You found that's good enough. However you want to say. I thought that's some way to say, I don't know how you say that, but.It's the right here, you say right? Left or right?
Tibetan and us are different. Tibetan will use a toe thing that says a right. You look at the picture, then it says a left.
Left. You call left? Left. Okay. That's it.
Okay, so 当你看到这个同心圆最后一个最大的圆圈，你看这个图画，你自己你看的图画的左手边左下角第一个图，就大概是6:35那个小指指着那个方向，你就看那个图，有一个穿着红色衣服的人呢，眼睛中了一支箭，对吗？中了箭伤哦，流血了，对。
Okay, so this one so symbolize.I don't know what they symbolize the ignorance. You know, this shows the ignorance. You know, this picture describes about the ignorance.
所以呢，这个图画代表的就是无明。无明就像一个中了。老人出远门。
Okay.
Ignorance is 12:01. Blind man going with a crutch.
Okay, I mix up like that. Okay. 12 o'clock?
Yep, 12 o'clock.
From the top. Okay, sorry. Top. I mix up with the two different old persons. So. Something.
Okay. 因为他的是倒翻的，
是不是？嗯，好 ，twelve, twelve five, okay,
twelve o five,
twelve o five, okay, I'm looking different picture, okay, so
刚才错了，现在的芭蕾啊，的芭蕾，再看。
哦，小芭蕾，哎呀！
你看那个图画最大的圆圈哦，上面右手你看了第一个图画，也是个老人，一个老人哦，穿红也是穿红衣的，不拿着拐杖，忙的他瞎了眼，拿着拐杖在那边走哦，走那个山路。
Okay, okay, this symbolizes ignorance. So then again, of course, again, simply you have to understand what is ignorance.You know, so here, so ignorance is, you know, how the thing really exists, you know, we don't understand that. Not only that, but instead of that, you believe how the thing exists totally wrong way, believing, you know, the thing exists, not in reality, but you believe totally opposite of existing, and you believe everything.You know, include the self, I, you know, existing from its own side, which is not really, doesn't exist from its own side, but you believe that. You see that, you believe that, you know. So, that belief is the ignorance, you know.
所以呢，为什么这个盲人呢、啊？第一个图啊，十二点钟零五分的方向，盲人是代表无明呢？所以就要明白什么是无明。佛家讲无明，无明究竟指的是什么？这个无明呢，就是不明白，不明白什么东西呢？不明白事物万有存在的方式，它的真相。因为我们不明白的、啊，真正的不明白。你讲，哎，为什么我们不明白？因为我们所相信的，我们自己检查，我们自己懂得相信的，其实呢是和真相相反的。所以呢，佛教就叫做颠倒。所以呢，我们是颠倒的众生。因为呢，我们相信了、啊、这所有的一切，包括我们这个我、哦，它是自方有的，它是能够自己有个独立存在的个性的，它是自方有的。所以呢，我们看到一切，我们相信它们全部都是自方有的。所以呢，因为我们这样的相信哦，所以呢，这就叫做无明。
So like that. So, I mean, that's the ignorance, you know.That's the ignorance. So another way to understand another ignorance, different type of ignorance can be understood, like not knowing about karma, you know, how the karma really works, you know. We don't understand that. Again, believing in the wrong way, you know, karma doesn't exist, this and that, you know, you believe differently, not reality, you know. So that can be also different type of ignorance.
这个无明呢也有各种各样不一样的，比如说呢，对于那个业果的道理哈，我们呢觉得，哎，其实是没有所谓的因果的，哦，这东西完了就完了，它不会有任何的后续，其实呢，这是和事物的真相呢是不是违背事物的真相的啊，所以呢，不同的无明，所以呢，无明其实还是有很多种的。
So because of this, you know, so because of not accepting the karma, also not understanding how the karma and the result happen, you know, we don't understand that. Then because of that, then we don't really take care about our action, you know. So then because of that, then we create so much negative action.You know, so because of that, then we are take rebirth, an unfortunate rebirth, you know, because of that. So then we suffer, you know, many long period of time. You know, once you take rebirth in lower realm, such as hell beings, you know, their lifespan is much longer than us, you know.
So, 呢，因为呢，我们不明白。 所谓的业果的道理，或者是我们不能接受这个业果，我们觉得哎，这是没有因果关系了，没有所谓的因果的吗？我东西完了就完了，或者是我们不完全明白业果的道理，所以我们就不明白哎，我们所做的每样东西呢，其实呢，它都会有一个影响，产生一个影响，所以呢，在佛教里面我们就叫做果报，所以。因为我们不接受或不明白这个业果的道理，所以呢，我们放任自己的行为。所以，因为我们放任自己的行为的话呢，我们就造作了很多的恶业。这恶业的将来就会把我们推到三恶道去，让我们的长劫就长时间呢受苦。啊，比如说呢，到如果下一生我们投生到地狱道的时候呢，地狱道的众生呢，他的寿命啊是很长很长。比我们这个人的生啊，人生的寿命呢，要长很多很多很多的。
So like that. So, so not understand the karma and the result because of that, then you know we destroy all the happiness of the future life. The one point is that you know we destroy all the happiness of the future life. If we understand, you know how the karma works, you know, then.You are able to live in ethical life. And so that means that bring all the happiness of the future life.
因为呢我们不明白业果的道理呢，所以呢我们就不去管它了，所以我们就造作恶业，就摧毁了我们未来生许多许多未来生的快乐。要是我们真的完全明白业果的道理的话呢，我们就会对自己的行为有所警惕啊，就会约束自己啊。若是佛教徒，我们讲会持清净戒，这样呢，它就可以为我们的来生许许多的来生呢带来快乐。
So like that, so the point is that as we learn before, you know, you don't understand of the karma and the result. Then because of that.Then we destroy the happiness of the future life happiness, such as, you know, human life happiness in the future, you know, like the God realm happiness in the future. We destroy that, you know, we're not able to achieve that if you deny the karma, you know.
所以呢，就我们刚才讲过，因为不明白业果的道理，所以我们摧毁了自己未来的快乐，未来生的快乐。比如说未来生，如果我们能够持戒清净的话，我们可能未来生还可以再得回这个人生，或投生到天人道，那时候我们就可以继续享有快乐。
So then the ignorance, we just describe the ignorance, which is not really understanding the reality.Such as the I, how the I exists. You know, we don't understand. Not only not understanding, but instead of that, you know, believing in the wrong way. You know, how the I exists, how the thing exists, like that, you know. So, this is the root of all the problem, you know. So, this the main ignorance is this one, you know. So due to that, then,create all the negative emotion is arise from there. Based on this ignorance, then all kind of attachment, anger, jealous, all the negative emotion arise from there.
因为这个无明呢，说我们不明白事物万物存在的真相，我们明白这个我，而这个我到底是怎么样存在的？不只是不明白，而且呢，我们甚至是颠倒。那对这样的我呢，有这个颠倒的认识，所以呢，因为颠倒的认识呢，所以我们就有很多的烦恼，我们烦恼就升起来了，所以这是我们所有问题的根源，这无明就是我们所有烦恼的根源。因为无明呢，所以我们就造作了很多的恶业，比如说因为无明我们升起烦恼了，我们的嗔火就升起来了，我们就产生了妒忌心等等，所以所有的烦恼也跟着升起来。
So if we don't understand this ignorance or until we have this ignorance, then you know we have to suffer in samsara.Take rebirth again and again in samsara. You know, such as sixth realm, even God's realm, you know, even you take rebirth there, it's still there, the samsara, you know, you're not really free from samsara. They don't have everlasting happiness there, you know. So, so due to ignorance, you know, so then we have to take rebirth in samsara and we have to experience different type of the suffering.
因为我们不明白无明呢，所以只要无明存在啊，无明没有被根除呢，我们就会在这个轮回里面不断的生生死死，不断的受生又死掉，然后一直在受生等等，就在这个六道呢不断的上上下下，不断的轮回。就算了，就算我们得到了人呢、啊，身为人或者是身为天人的话呢，我们有享有快乐，可是呢，这快乐呢也不是永久的。那过后呢，果报完了，我们还要继续去轮回。所以，如果不明白这个无明的造作的话，我们就不会得到这个永恒不变的快乐。因为这个无明呢，所以我们要不断的受生受死，不断的从一道到另外一道去，所以呢就感受到不同程度的痛苦。
So I mentioned before class, you know, there are three different kinds of suffering. Suffering of suffering, suffering of change, the suffering of pervasive condition. You know, these three different kinds of suffering. You know, so until you don't abandon the ignorance, then you have to suffer.With these three different, you know, one of that we have to experience.
所以上一堂课讲过了，在这个六道的轮回中呢，我们感受到三种苦，大概把这所有的苦集合起来，然后分成三种苦，一个是苦苦，一个是坏苦，一个是行苦，所以乃至无明尽。如果无明没有尽的话，我们就要继续的感受这种三苦，所有的全部的三苦。
So again, so the last suffering, you know, the pervasive condition, suffering, correct? Pervasive
compounded.
Yeah, pervasive compounded suffering.
Or suffering of conditionality, one word.
Yeah.Rinpoche used to translate that way, I don't know. Pervasive, compounded suffering. I don't know how you translate in Chinese.
行苦, two words only.
How come? Pervasive?
Compounded suffering.
Yeah, compounded, how you say in Chinese?
Compounded 是和和的。
和和啦。
That means many, many parts or what, there are many parts that get together, so it's compounded.Or you can say increase are compounded, like you have a fine compounded.
So so basically, I mean, simple way to understand that, what does that mean? You know, so simple way to understand is the five aggregate. For example, our five aggregate, you know, our body, yeah, even at the simplest, our body.It's a pervasive compounded suffering, you know.
这个辛苦呢，我们简单的讲，简单去明白。比如说，我们拥有这个五蕴，我们这个人生是有五蕴的。
So again here, so having this body, this body is come from where again? Why this is?Pervasive compounded suffering. Why this is? Because this body is product of the karma and delusion. You know, it's made by karma and delusion. Our bodies came from karma and delusion.
比如说我们拥有这个身体啊，我们这个身体是这个五蕴身是从哪里来呢？可是行苦，怎么讲行苦呢？它就从这个惑就是这个无明啊。无明还有这个果报而来的。
So like that, so when you have this body with this product by the karma and delusion, then based on that, we have all kind of like, you know, what call the birth of suffering, death of suffering of death, suffering of birth, suffering of sickness, suffering of aging, you know, this will happen.
所以呢，因为这个由这个业造作，还有无明呢，而得来这个五蕴身呢，所以呢，我们就会感受一生出来了，就会感受这生老病死的痛苦。
So like that. So, so again, here to one way understand, you know. So also there's some way of, I don't know, some text I saw. Like ocean, what you call ocean of sickness, ocean of aging, ocean of death, ocean of birth, you know. So we have to go through that. You know, our body is like a boat, you know. Then sickness is like an ocean. Your body is the boat. Then you have to go in the sea. The boat go in the sea, yeah? What kind of sea? Death, sickness, aging, yes. You have to go that.
Birth, aging, sickness and death.
Yeah, Paul. Yeah. A pipe.
所以呢，这个 Kirum J 就在那个他的经典佛经上看到，我们的身体呢就好像一艘船，这个船呢一生下来呢，这艘船呢就要向这个大海啊飘去啊行驶。这个大海是什么呢？要飘向这个生的大海，要飘向这个生病的海洋，要向这个老的海洋，要向这个死的海洋，我们就要经过这样所有的痛苦。
You have to go through that. Then again, of course, your body cannot go. Who is the pilot? Who is the captain to row the boat, yeah?
Hap-ching.
Boat doesn't go itself.
Hap-ching is the captain.
You need the sea captain, yeah? To go in the sea, ride the boat. So who is that? Then, of course, your own mind. Yeah? Your body is the boat, your mind is the captain.
So, you know, 你会想想，诶，我们生下来就好像这个小船啊，这小船呢，驶向这生来病死的这个大海洋啊，这样，那个船指的是什么呢？为什么佛经这样讲啊？我们像一艘小船驶向生老病死的大海洋，那其实这个小船指的就是我们的身体，对吗？就是这个身体，这个身体呢，到底是由什么控制的？谁是这艘船的船长？这艘船的船长到底是谁呢？这艘船的船长控制这个身体的，控制这艘船的就是我们的心呢、啊，就是我们的心。所以这个心呢，就是船长，然后我们的身体呢，就是这条船。
So like that. So then, of course, even you have the captain, then what really moved the boat is not the captain. Yeah, what really moved the boat is not the captain.I think, I don't know, what call, you know, row the boat, what call these two? Oars. To this one.
It's a very small boat.
row boats, you know that? We learned this song long time ago, when I was 12 years old.
This boat don't have engine.
Row boat? Then what?
Row your boat gently down the stream.
Sing the song. Row boat, you know? You don't know. Ayo.
Ananda should know.
I remember row boat. After that, I don't know.
Gently down the stream. Merrily. Life is but a dream.
I want to know what?
Roll your boat gently down the stream.
Merrily. Down the what?
Dream,
huh? Down the
stream.
Down the stream.
It's not ocean, it's a stream.
Okay, down the stream.
merrily.
Then?
Happily.
Then?
Life is but a dream.
Life is about the dream.
Life is but a dream. It means life is like a dream like that.
Life is?
Like a dream, but a dream.
Okay, life is like a dream. Okay.
Yeah, but the English word is life is but a dream. The meaning is like a dream.
Well, I don't know, I have no idea. We did sing song, but I don't know what they're talking about. You know, we kid, yeah, how English is not good, but sometimes the different foreigner teacher come to Kapan, so they teach different song, I don't know, but that is I remember row boat. After the next sentence, I don't know. So, just now I heard the song, the last sentence, you know, so, I mean, wonderful song, you know, I mean, like that, you see, you can be enlightened from this song, you know. Yeah. You know how to enjoy your life, you know, like a dream. You know, that's what's teaching all about, you know. What we have, accept, you know. This is like a dream. Any problem, any happiness, you know, any problem come to life, you see like a dream. So you don't have problem, you know. Any happiness, you know, in the life happen, also see as a dream. You know, then that's not much attachment or this negative emotion arise like that. So when there's problem, then of course you see like a dream, then there's not much room for it, arise the anger or the negative emotion like that, you know. So you row your boat, you know how to row, how to enjoy, down the stream, then it's easy, yeah. So while I'm talking, so like that, so only the captain cannot, but of course, the main thing is that he have that you need to paddle some engine or whatever, oars.
You have to paddle the oars.
You need the oars, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, you need the oars. Oars is like a karma. The point is karma. You know? Consciousness, then because of that, you create karma. So then from this battle, okay, then move the boat. Yeah.
So the captain, just 对吗？我们讲的不是那种海洋的远洋的那种汽油轮船，讲的是在河流中里划的那种小船哦，所以它需要那个桨来去划。所以呢，这里其实就有一首英文的儿歌啊，就叫做它名字叫什么的英文儿歌？划小船了，就划小船了，就划呀划呀划呀划小船哦，高兴的高兴的高兴的划着小船，我在翻译啊，翻译哪歌啊？好像梦一场，好像梦一场啊！哎，直接翻译了，你们不要这样了。I translate the nursery rhymes into Chinese。划呀划呀划小船，划得好高兴。就像梦一场 OK 就像梦想，所以呢说不同的，其实不同的英文老师他教这首歌的时候，可能歌词有些不同跟动，这是天龙君以前学英文时候学的歌，你们不要这样哦。那最后一句他讲的是生活就好像一场梦一样，叫生活如梦，就生命如梦。所以呢他觉得这首歌呢，其实如果你明白这首歌的意思呢，你就能够证悟了，真的。如果你明白这个为什么呢？因为你都懂得怎么样好好去享受生活， 哎，你就会明白这首歌，你就懂得怎样去享受生活。你觉得，哎，生活其实就好像梦一样，如梦。这样，所以呢，你就可以接受生活中所有的快乐和忧伤。如果你明白这句话的意思了，这首儿歌的意思，因为呢，你觉得，哎，你这生呢，就好像做梦一样。为什么这样讲呢？这个生命好像做梦，这样你就不会有执着的心理。哦，当问题，当你面对问题，问题来临的时候，你讲，哎，这个就好像如梦一般的问题。啊，所以呢，就好像我在划着这船一样哦，这样划划划，哎，其实呢，中间可能遇到一些困难，可是呢，我懂得，它其实呢，并不是真实存在的困难啊，就好像做梦一样，它会过去的，所以你就可以哈、哦，很快乐的不断的向前滑动，所以这个船桨呢，划这船的时候，这船桨就好像我们的业。造业嘛，这个业就好像这船桨一样，在你在划的时候，你在造业了，那这个业力就推动你向前面，这样就向前的航行。好，
说来说 the point, so point is that you know, so so we have to once you have this body, you know, this our body, you know, so once we get this kind of body, so there's no choice, you know.We have to suffer, you know, go through this age, you know, death, birth, sickness. You know, there's no option for us, you know. So then how we suffer, you know, all this happen again because of our mind, because of the karma. So then we have to experience this without choice, you know.
所以呢，一旦呢，我们有这个的身体，有这个肉身啊，这样的身体的话，我们其实呢，一生下来呢，就注定要感受这生老病死的痛苦。哎，这是我们根本没有的选择的。哎，为什么会这样呢？就是因为呢，我们的心呢，去造作了有这个业力的产生。
Also, last time I mentioned that, you know, so why this body happen again? Of course, as we described before.Because it comes from the karma. How the karma created, again, you know, go to the middle circle, the three poison there, attachment, anger, ignorance. So basically, attachment, ignorance, they create the karma. Then how the attachment and anger happened is because of ignorance, you know.
所以呢，就是上堂课呢，我们讲过的呢，其实我们是怎么感受这个果报？因为得到这个身体呢，就是我们的果报嘛，是一种果报。所以它是从中间的，就中间同心的最中间的那三只动物哦那边来的，就是所谓我们的贪嗔痴三毒所引发，所以我们的造作的业。因为你造作业呢，就会有得到这个果报，所以我们身体是个果报身。这样呢。那贪嗔痴三毒又从哪里来的呢？它是从这个无明而来的。
So like that. So, 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 so therefore, you know, so have to understand what is ignorance. Here, so describes, you know, so many ignorance believing, you know, oneself, like I, me, you know, yourself, like believing, you know, exists from its own sight, you know.Truly exists from your own sight. When you believe, so that mind is the ignorance.
这个无明啊，有时候也翻译成个妄心，他们有时候翻译成妄心。这个无明呢，我们要明白，哎，到底什么叫做无明？这无明呢，就是因为相信有这个我。还有这个我所有，它是真实的存在的，它是自方有，它是有自己的自信的。
So like that, so, so you see the I self is the real, true, you know. So when you see that and you believe that, then there's no way to see, you know, I is like a dream. It's not possible, you know.Because you see something real, so therefore you're not able to see like a dream, like a, illusion. You know, you're not able to see that. So because of that, you see true, true self. So because of that, any problem come, you believe true problem, true happiness. You know? So because of anger, attachment arises.
Because we see this I, when we see this I and the I so on, we think that it is actually existing, it is real. Because we believe this.所以因为我们这样相信的这个我还有我所有是实有的话，我们就不能去看，哎，其实呢这个我呢是好像梦一般，它不好像做梦一般，就不能了。当你觉得这个我看到这个我是实有的话呢，已经有了这个颠倒见，就不能看到这个我其实是好像梦一般的存在的，它是幻有的。如果我们不能这样看的话呢，我们把这个我呢当作是实有的我的话，当问题产生的话，这个问题呢也是实有的问题，所以我们感觉到的快乐也是实有的快乐，就真真实实的快乐，这样呢我们的三毒呢就很容易引发了。
So like that is also same thing exactly here. So when you believe your life, my life is like truly existing like thatYou know, then same thing, then there's no way you can see like a dream. You know, then the problem become big, you know, so like that. So as a song here, you know, see like a dream. You know, when you see like a dream, then of course the problem is very small. You know, relatively very, very small. It doesn't bother, yeah.
所以呢我们就觉得，诶，我们这个的生命呢，我们这样活着，我们的这条命生命也就是实有的生命啊。当我们这样想这样看的时候呢，其实已经得到颠倒见了，我们讲颠倒见，所以我们就不能看到，诶，其实我们的这个生命的这个我呢其实像梦一般的存在的啊，因为我们没有办法这样看，所以我们遇到问题的时候，我们的问题都是实有的。那问题是实有的话，那问题就是很大很大的哦，就不能像刚才我们唱歌一样嘛，哦，生命如梦，哦，生命如梦。其实华文歌有一首歌叫《生命如梦》的。那，这样我们不能看到这样的话呢？这样呢？如果我们能看到，觉得哎，生命好像做梦一般，不是实有的话，这样我们的问题呢就能够解决了，就一定有解决的方法。所以呢，我们就不会觉得哇，我这个问题是很大，一直很困扰的，这样你就能放松，就可以放下了。
So like that. So again, of course, then going back to the ignorance. Then, of course, then again, there's the big question. You know, whether we're able to remove the ignorance or not. So this is the very, very important question to analyze, and you know, whether there's able to remove this ignorance.Are not. So this is the big question, you know.
哎，既然呢，这个无明或这个妄心呢，是所有我们烦恼问题的源头，哎，这样就一个非常大的问题了。哎，这个无明啊，我们能不能把它干掉？讲得不好听，我们能把它根除，能不能把它根除啊？把去除、摧毁掉？所以我们这个就是去分析啊，去思维啊，太粗俗了。
What happened to you?
Oh, oh, the Chinese language is not so refined. Very, very coarse, very rough.
Very, very rough, huh?
Yeah.
And so, after that, forgot what talking, huh?
Oh, the big questions, whether we are able to remove this ignorance.
Yeah, so, of course then, the Buddhist answer,Of course, yes, it's possible to remove this ignorance. Again, as we describe people, what is ignorance? It's the wrong concept. Believing in the wrong way, you know. So that's the ignorance. You know, this wrong mind can be removed. The Buddhist answer is yes. How that possible is with the wisdom. Opposite of that, with the right mind, when you develop that, the wrong concept will be reduced. So by logically, if you're able to reduce, then why not able to cut from the root? It's possible, you know. That's the Buddhist answer, yeah.
这样的佛教的答案是什么呢? 能够去除这个无明吗? 答案是可以。 肯定的，可以。这样呢，这个无明呢，如果用简单的话来讲，你会怎么说呢？无明呢，就是错误的概念，这简单讲可以错误的概念，或者是相信颠倒的相信事物的存在的真相。所以呢，我们怎样把它去除这无明？可以，怎么呢？怎么去除呢？就是要用智慧。 就佛教讲的智慧，用正确的心呢去分析呢，把这个无明呢给根除掉。因为呢，我们可以通过逻辑思维分析，那逐步的把这个无明呢给去除掉。So
then again, look our own mind. What do we see? What do we believe? Such as self, you know, for yourself, when it's me, how you believe, you know, how that appear to in your mind, how you believe that, you know, something truly there, you know, truly there, like that, within the body or somewhere there, truly there, who believe that. Then, whether there's right mind or wrong mind, again, you know, we have to meditate on that.
这样你讲，然后我们可以用智慧来观照佛教讲可以，这样怎么一回事？你们可以自己问自己哦，因为我们这智慧是我要我们自己去找的嘛，所以我们要观察自己的心，你是怎样去看，或者讲你对这个我的概念到底是怎么样的？这个我这个六六九九里面那个我到底长得是什么样子的呢？对你来说，就你说，这个我呢，是不是对你来讲，是不是？ 真真实实的实在的存在在你的这个心啊，或者你的身体里面，在身体或心的某一个部分里面，是不是这样的这个我？这样的概念，我们讲这样概念，就把它叫做概念了。但概念到底是正确的还是错误的
？So like that. So we have this belief that you know that. Self is under aggregate, or from the aggregate, you know, exists from the aggregate or under aggregate, you know. When you say me, it's under aggregate, you know. So from the aggregate, you know, we see that, we believe that. So that is the wrong mind.
所以呢，我们相信这个我，这个真真实实存在的我呢，是就在我们的五蕴，这个五蕴里面，或者从我们这个五蕴里面出来，这是我们看到的，我们觉得是这样了，每个人都这样了，都是我们看到，那我们就相信，在我们脑子里面相信，这就是这样的一回事，这个呢，其实就是我们的妄心。So
like that, so, So like that, then if what you believe, what you see, what you believe, if that is true, then you have to analyze, you know, really under aggregate, you know, as you believe, not really under aggregate, then whether really under aggregate or not, you look with your meditation, with the wisdom, then you are able to see the person not under aggregate.
所以呢，你看到的，你眼睛看到的，还有你相信的，你心里面相信的，这个是真的，就是这个五蕴啊，这个是真的实有的，这样的相信哦，这样的信念是对的吗？是正确的吗？这个我呢，是不是真正的就是 五在五蕴里面，就从五蕴里面出来的。所以如果你真的去禅修啊，坐下来去思维去分析的话，然后用你的心去观照去看，用你的智慧去观照的话，诶，这个我呢到底是不是从五蕴在五蕴里面或者从五蕴里面出来，像你这个就要去思维了，去分析了。
So the point is that so you will believe and aggregate the me, yourself and the aggregate, you will believe that, then if it is there and the aggregate, when you look by the wisdom, then able to find it, but you are not able to findand the object at all. So that shows very clearly not an aggregate.
So if you believe that this I is in your five senses, or it is in your five senses, it is there, it is there, it is there, it is there, then when you go to禅修去观照的时候呢，你应该能够找得出它在哪里，你可以指得出 no, 就是这个，应该指得出来。可是当你去禅修去观照的时候，你找，诶，可是找不到，诶，所以他就告诉你了，这个是你这个五蕴身里面呢，你的我呢不在里面。
So like that. So when you really analyze who is self, it's not easy to find, you know, easy to understand who is me, who is self, you know.
所以呢，如果你真正去禅去分析的话，那我是谁，我在哪里的话，这样呢就可以很容易的就可以找出了答案了，很容易了哈。
So for example,
okay, Andy's answer is it's not so easy because you must have shamatha, vipassana, then after that you combine them together, then you can find it.You can really get the answer.
What I'm trying to say does not.
Oh, if you really go and analyze it, you'll find it's easy to understand where is this I and me.
Yeah, so... Then again, here, so so like that. So, if what you believe, you know, like for example, I'm sitting. When you sit down, you say, I'm sitting. You know, when you stand up, I'm standing up.You know, so this is, of course, in reality, of course, I sit down, I stand up. In reality, I sit down, I stand up, I walk, I eat, I sleep, of course. You know, but you who really sleep, you go deeper, who really sit down, you look deeper, check up that. You are not able to pinpoint an object at all, you know.
所以呢，这就是我们的信念呢。我们先相信信，比如说坐下来的时候，你讲我坐下来；那站起来的时候，你讲我站了起来。当然真的是你坐下来，你站起来。可是你进一步去分析啊，这个我，这个坐下来的我，站起来的我，在走路的我，在吃东西我，在睡觉的那个我，哎，你去进一步深入分析这。是做这些不同的动作的我，它到底呢是在哪里？那你这样去分析的话，你就找不到这个我。
So here you can understand that when you say I'm sitting down, it's based on your body. You sit down with the leg crossed. Based on that, I'm sitting down. Just label, you know, I'm sitting down. Just label based on your five aggregate. I'm sitting.You know, when you stand up, of course your body stand up. Based on that, I am standing. You know, just label. But in reality, of course, that when you look deeper, you don't find that. You know. from the aggregate, you know.
所以呢，坐下来的时候呢，其实呢是这个身体坐了下来，这个身体坐了下来，然后呢，你得去盘腿坐在那边。所以呢，我们就施舍这个冥想，我坐了下来或者坐下来这个冥想啊。当站起来的时候，站立的时候，你讲哦，我站起来了。其实呢，就是你这个身体的这个动作，你在身体的动作施舍这个冥想叫站起来。这个，然后你还放了一个我站起来。好，所以其实呢，其实在这些动作，无论是坐啊、站啊等等，你都找不到哦，找不到这个我，哦，你就从这个运身里面，其实找不到这个我。
So point is that I'm trying to say that it really exists how we believe exists from the aggregate or under aggregate. As you believe, as you see, as you believe is really true, then when you meditate, able to find it.And the object, you know, if there is, able to find, but you really analyze, you cannot find that.
所以呢，哇 ，Karen G 要告诉我们的就是，这是我们相信哦，我们的存在的这个真实的存在的方式。因为我就用我们的眼睛看到，我们看到就哎，应该是这样，然后我们就深深的相信了。其实呢。这个万法的真相到底是不是这样的呢？如果你真的去进一步去修、去观照的话，去深入去分析的话，哎，你就看到呢，你会看到呢，其实呢，如果你真的这些东西，你讲这个我站起来，我什么这所有的东西啊，都是真实的存在的话，当你去进一步去分析的话，去思维的话，你可以就可以找出到这个站起来的我，这个坐下来的我，这些东西啊。你就可以指出来它在哪里，哦，它在你身体的那个部分，它在什么什么地方。可是呢，当你去进一步分析的时候呢，你却找不到那个有独立性、自主性的那个我。
So I mean, so.I also describe in the teaching, you know, like a coil of rope, coil of rope in your room, you know. In the dark, you see in the room, when you enter into the room, you see somebody put coil of rope in your room. In the evening, you go inside. Then immediately what you see there, you know, a snake, for example, you know.Immediately, you open door, you go inside, oh, a snake there. Immediately, you close door and run away. You know, whatever how you shout, I don't know. Wah, ee, whatever. You know, you run away. So, that kind of example, you know, what you see, oh, the real snake in my room. You know, so you come out and, you know, tell the people, you scare so much, you know.So that's the wrong mind points here. That is totally wrong mind because there's no snake at all. But what your mind see, the snake is there, 100%, you know, your mind believe, your eyes see like that. You believe like that, you know, 100% is real snake inside the house like that. You know, how the fear arise in your mind, you know, due to that.
这佛经上有另外一个比喻呢，比如说哈，我们误以为这个绳子为蛇，哦，就以绳为蛇。这佛经上里面唱一个常讲的故事。哦，当有一天呢，在一个非常暗的在一个暗室里面呢，很暗很暗的那个小房间里面，你打开那个房门，那你往里面一看。要走进去看里面，忽然间你看到，哎，里面有一团东西卷起来，哦，你就以为是蛇了，其实呢，它是绳子，哦，你以为是蛇了，你讲蛇啊，那个，因为刚才他们没有喊了，天人君没有喊，我帮他喊，然后你马上砰关了门跑掉了，然后还大声跟他讲啊，里面有蛇，里面有蛇，哦， 因为你心里很害怕嘛，很害怕。看，呀，其实这根本就是你的妄心哦，在造作。Sorry, I can't just scream for you. 这。因为呢，其实里面根本都没有蛇，可是呢，你的眼睛看到啊，对吗？你看到啊，暗暗的地方你看到、啊、那个圈圈，可能有一点风还会动动动的，你说哇，这个蛇哇，毒蛇，可能还是毒蛇，所以你100%的确定，哎，这是我看到的了，哦，我不是撒谎了，这我看到的，哦，这里面呢，我的房间里面有一条蛇，所以你就感到特别特别的害怕，你恐惧心就升起来了，
所以。So like that, by saying that, I remember one thing. You know, when I was in Kapan, when a small time, I don't know when was that. So very beginning Kapan, we don't have good room, you know. So always have the wooden room. So the floor is made by the wood, you know. So there's always gap between the wind.Like that. So one time I was sleeping in the ground. Of course, every month or something like that, we have to change the room, up, down, you know, take turn. So one time I was very ground floor, you know, that ground floor, ground floor like that. So there's a lot of holes. So summertime, monsoon time, so.That in Kapan also we have a lot of snake, you know, so like that. So one time I was going to the room, so about to sleep, you know, so when go like that, blanket take out, that's the snake. I mean, this is not rope, it's real snake.
then he slowly move like that.So anyway, he ran away like that, so,
by the way, yeah.
That one's real one, not rough one.
Okay, 你看我演了一下 Rinpoche 就想起那个片段了。Ken Rinpoche 讲他的故事，小时候他住在戈班寺，尼泊尔戈班寺的时候，那睡的那房间他们是一块一块的木板，木板他铺的不齐的嘛，这样就有时候就有些小洞啊。这样呢，就有一次，他们会定期来更换那个木板呢，可能一年两年，那我不懂了哈。这房间的木板呢，这房间木板是这样一块一块的，那是有洞的，对不对？不是，轮流住房间。他们有轮流住房间啊，那楼上楼下一年或者是两年或者一个月两个月，不懂他们讲轮的了。这样有一次呢，他就因为那时候葛班寺寺庙嘛，他们住的那个地板哦，一块一块，不是像我们这样啊，这样美美好好的，他铺的有洞的，但洞呢其实是可以藏一些东西的。这样有一次呢，他就开了门哦，那时候还是小和尚啦，小和尚开门，他看到一条蛇，是真的蛇啊，不是假的啦，不是绳子哦，是真的蛇啊，就喊得出来，就跑出去了。因为刚才我模仿的时候，他就想到了这个片段。
So like that, so the first example, the first one example, like, you know,In reality, it's rope, but you mistakenly, you believe and you see, you know, so like that. But there's no snake, you know, from, you know, when you go inside with a torch, whatever, you go slowly go inside. What you believe is totally wrong. You know, when you look, go nearby, then you see it's just a piece of rope. Then you appear, whatever, it disappear. Others,Without that, your prayer is still inside there. You know, when you go with a torch, whatever, you know, go near, look, you don't find any snake there, you know.、So then, you're able to remove the prayers that in happening before, you know.
So, 呢那个误以为绳子就是蛇的那个例子啊。当然呢，事实上啊，真的一条蛇都没有啊， 哦，可是呢，你却深深的相信而感到害怕，所以你需要做呢，只是拿一个手电筒，然后走进去照一照，那照一照，你会看到，哎，其实绳子，这样你的恐惧呢就会完全消失了。如果你没有这样做的话呢，你的那恐惧呢还会占据哦，占领你整个心哦，你还会感到很害怕。所以你要做的是走近仔细看，然后你的恐惧就会不见了。
So that's the example. So exactly like that, you know, what you believe, you know, I and the aggregate from its own side and the aggregate, what you believe. But that is again wrong mind.Like believing coil of snake is the snake. You know, exactly like that, believing the I exists from the aggregate and the aggregate truly exists from there. So that's exactly like that, you know, this wrong mind.
所以呢，我们相信呢，这个我呢，就是依附这个运生而存在的，其实呢，就是我们的妄心，就好像呢，误以为那个绳子呢就是蛇，所以这个我呢，并不是存在在我们的运生里面，也不是来自我们的无运生，也不是实有的真实的存在的，因为呢，所有这样的认知呢，都是我们的妄心。
So, why this is wrong mind? Again, same, you know, you look with the wisdom.Why is really the I and the aggregate? Search with the wisdom. Then exactly like a coil of rope, you are not able to find self and the aggregate. You know?
所以呢，为什么会这样呢？其实呢，我们只需要用我们的智慧去观照。智慧哦，智慧去观照的话呢，我们就会发现这个我呢并不存在啊，并不存在在我们这个运生里面。我们去运生找呢，是找不到这个我的。
So exactly like that, you know, from the rope, from top to bottom, at the base of the rope, you know, you look where the snake, you are not able to find rope snake at all. So exactly like that in the aggregate, when you look from top, all the different part of aggregate, you look.There's no, you cannot find a self there. You know, exactly like that.
So it, 忘记了要讲英语。所以呢，这完全是一模一样的哦，就好像这个以神为蛇的例子。当你从你的五蕴身哦，从头看到那底脚底的话，哦，你其实找不到这个我真实的存在在哪一个地方。就好像那个绳子一样，你从头看到尾，仔细去看的话，其实呢都没有蛇存在的。所以你的五蕴身仔细的去观照你的五蕴身的话，你是在里面从头到脚都找不到这个我的。
So like that. So again, you know, when you look like that with the wisdom, so you cannot find the self and the aggregate. From the aggregate or on the aggregate, you are not able to find at all.So what you believe before is you can able to prove that that's the wrong mind, you know.
所以呢，同样的，当我们就是用这个智慧来观照的话呢，我们在我们的运生里面呢，找不到一个真实存在的我。所以就好像呢，我们以前所相信的、深深相信的，其实呢都是错误的。你就观定我们以前呢那个信念呢，其实是妄心。
So like that. So then again, of course, then when you meditate that, then after, of course, and after your meditation, you know, when you say, I, you know, I just exist, you know, dependent on the aggregate, you know, dependent on the aggregate, I just exist by merit level, you know.Nothing really on the aggregate. Depending on the aggregate, you label, that's the I. You know, I is just merely label, you know, end of the day, not more than that, you know.
所以当你这样的去观照禅修的话呢，你的智慧就会发现，过后你出定的时候，你就会发现呢，这个我呢是存在的，可是它是依我们的运生 而存在的，它是根据我们的运生施舍名言，名言这个我而存在的。
So like the soul, so that's the, when you understand that, you know, I is not an aggregate, not from the aggregate, you know, the I is exists, but how that exists is just made a label based on this aggregate. You know, when you sit down, made a label, I'm sitting down. When you stand up, based on the aggregate, then I'm standing up. Not more than that, you know, that's the eyes about that, you know, to understand that. When you understand that, then problem is less, you know.
所以呢，我们要明白呢，这个我呢，并不是在我们的运生里面，也不是从我们的运生而来的。这个我呢，是存在的，可是它是依名言施舍而存在的，它是名言施舍的我，如此而已。如果明白了，我们的烦恼呢就会减少。
Okay, so this way, so then you are able to prove ignorance is the wrong mind with the wisdom. That's the opposite of that ignorance, that's the wisdom, which is called non-existing I, you know, understanding non-existing I. You know, how, what ignorant believe,how ignorant believe the I existing and I doesn't exist, you know. So when you have this understanding, then you have understanding of the emptiness.
所以呢，我们就是以这样的方式呢，去证明呢，这个无明啊，这个无明就是我们的妄心，这就是我们的智慧。因为呢，我们的妄心相信这个不存在的我，我们的妄心呢相信这个不存在的我。可是呢，如果明白我们所相信的这个我呢，我那相信我呢，其实它是不存在的话呢，我们就进一步了解了所谓的空性。
Okay, so like that, so this way, so that's the wisdom, which is opposite of the ignorance. That's the wisdom.When you have this wisdom, then your ignorance becomes weaker. You know, when you meditate longer, you have more deeper understanding of emptiness, especially you realize emptiness directly, then of course, then your karma very weak, you know, even you don't trip, you know, the propelling karma to samsara, not possible.
所以呢，当我们能够这样训练的话呢，这样调伏我们自信的话呢，我们的智慧就会增长。当有了智慧的话呢，这智慧呢是能够调伏我们的无明，我们的妄心的。所以呢，当我们智慧越来越多的话，我们的无明呢就越来越弱。这样呢，我们就可以进一步的慢慢禅修。我们的禅修啊，就禅修的观这个智慧的禅修越深越久的话呢，我们就可以哦加深深化我们的智慧。当我们证得这个空性啊，亲自证得哈、哦，亲证这个空性的话呢，这样我们就不会去造作这个业了。这造作这个引申未来啊，未来生活的那种业呢，就完全会断除了。
So point is that, so when you with the wisdom, you know, realizing emptiness, wisdom realizing emptiness, when you meditate on that, then you are able to reduce all the negative emotion. And especially when you see emptiness directly, then your negative emotion have not much power, you know, to create the karma. You know, so in this way,then you are able to really cut all the negative emotion. So then that how you achieve the liberation, free from samsara, so that means no more this aggregate. And pervasive, compound suffering is no more, you know, when you achieve arahat.
当我们证得空性智慧的话， 这样呢，我们呢就能够调伏我们的烦恼，我们烦恼的力量呢就会越来越弱。然后尤其是当你清正空性的话呢，这样呢你的烦恼啊，烦恼的力量呢已经弱到呢很难去造业了。所以当你的烦恼不能造业的话呢，你就有机会呢完完全全的断除这个烦恼。当你完全断除所有的烦恼的话，就断这个烦恼障的话，你就得到了解脱。这解脱的意思呢，就是你完全从轮回里面解脱出来，你会不再轮回了。所以你就证得了所谓的阿罗汉道。在证得这个阿罗汉的话，就表示呢你的行苦啊，这三苦里面的苦苦坏苦行苦，你的行苦、啊、就完全被摧毁了。
OK, I think、just talking ignorance didn't finish.
所以今天只讲了那个盲人拿拐杖走路的无名第一个图画而已、可是已经讲了，已经把解脱讲完了、如果你听完第一个你明白的话，你就解脱了。
So anyway, just talk about little emptiness just now. So I read this dependent origination. I just, somebody requested to give the long, so I just read that. So this is a very powerful teaching by Lama Tsongkhapa, talk about emptiness. Those who wish to know more emptiness, then read this, yeah.
OK, 现在呢我们的老师的开始呢就告一段落。现在老师要给我们口传这宗格巴大师的所写的缘起赞、因为有人请求Ken Rinpoche 给这个缘起赞的口传。这缘起赞呢是宗格巴大师造的，他讲的内容呢就是空性、所以如果你明白的话，我得到这个口传的话，他可以给你种下这个很好的种子。
Okay, so I mean, as I talked just before, you know, so very important to understand, you know, what is really ignorance, and whether that's possible to remove the ignorance. So that based on emptiness, you know, very important. You know, so if you really understand that, then you really appreciate what is Buddhism about.What kind of benefit bring oneself, you know, by the Buddhism, you know, to liberate oneself from ocean of samsara, you know. Then you really appreciate, you know, you are Buddhist, especially studying, meditating, then you really appreciate because it brings so much happiness, you know, in the future, you know.
所以刚刚 Kim 就讲的，其实呢，要明白哦，明白这个什么叫无明呢，是非常重要的。因为呢，如果明白什么是无明的话呢，我们就进一步去问自己哦，是否能够呢完完全全断除这个无明？那当然答案是肯定的。如果能够断除无明的话，应该用什么来断除呢？当然是用我们的智慧了。智慧什么？智慧正的这空性的智慧，这空明白空性的智慧。所以呢，当然你明白这一切的时候呢，你就觉得哇，其实呢，佛教啊是多么好的哦，因为呢，它让我们明白这一切，让我们知道怎么样看待我们自己，而这个我到底是怎么样的？这样这个我呢，从哪里来？这样我们怎么样把我这个我从这个轮回中解脱出来，这样我们觉得，哎，这个佛教其实很好，我们可以依照这个佛陀的教导呢，去进一步的闻思啊，然后修啊，进一步的修禅修的话，这样呢，我们就可以给自己还有我们的所有的未来生啊，带来很多很多的快乐。
So like that, also this, I mean, text was composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, also this praise to Buddha Shakyamuni. You know, so Lama Tsongkhapa, of course, he put a lot of.Time for his study, especially in emptiness. So, when you really understand how the Buddha teach about emptiness, when you study, he truly understand. By then, he composed this text to praise the Buddha Shakyamuni. You know, what profound teaching he have given to us, you know, especially, you know, like that. So, he have so much.Paid devotion arise in his mind to Buddha Shakyamuni, then he wrote this text. Yeah.
所以呢，这部经典的缘起站呢，是宗喀巴大师造的。宗喀巴大师呢，花了很多很多的时间哦，去研究这个佛的教导啊，佛陀的教导。所以呢，特别是空性的教导，所以呢，他就明白了佛陀所教导的空性。因为呢，他不止去研究啊，去读啊，去闻啊，闻经典啊，多闻经典，然后他就完完全全明白佛陀教的空性，然后呢，他亲证，就在他去实修啊，去禅修亲证的空性。所以，当他完完全全明白佛陀教导的那本是释迦牟尼教导的空性，他完全明白的时候，他升起了很大很大很深的敬重心呢。所以，就做了这个缘起善，然后赞美的本是释迦牟尼佛。
So like that. So I mean, it's very. I think it should be available in Chinese also. Yeah, this text should be there. So, you know, once a while you have time, read. You know, think a little bit. Also good. You know.
所以呢，这个缘起站呢也有中文的翻译哦。所以呢，如果有时间你去读一读，也是很好的。
Okay. So yeah, just listen. It won't take too long. Yeah.
所以呢，现在我们就静静的听啊、这个口传应该不会太久。
三界小乘是上罗三界八道当年就是等于罗那边三界诸佛说三界小乘是上罗三界八道当年等于罗那边是三界诸佛说三界小乘是上罗三界八道当年等于上罗那边三界诸佛的说马上怎么写的马上怎么说，就是因为用罗叉叉罗那么拉的罗等于诸佛当的灭因罗他们这些都大概晓得多少。等的多个小说家和那么古罗门教国家也看起是什么影响的我那名家我等些当中是谁当把的那东西的可不行我提起我们的看起动员的多把等些的我的教室等些老大的把也等些的我的居民那就业的每天都其实工作居民就太大了那工作那等别过年熟悉的等点生活什么的我这里就继续吧看看这拉拉列巴的这东西这东西什么的杨子月两栋孙女几十月刚才说小囊他进去我电子把电影和了中央装满了学别过电电信都马东月这么东巴西家军营的我也来年新业界目的家拉什么是 M 电报 M 叫 M 马修 M 国电信的我来送月东巴的拉大小在喷子去接多拉这边每年年都告诉我这边用过东巴你那边用在大面把电信的我来说说高点马卓把通话地去接路其他工作去九八年九年南西东八年登山总督到啊那二十几年东八党才是台湾民歌民歌现在来到不了到那东南小民中心相当起了东北边娘妈养多了我现在电视的去给他们了电视用通往来不了我台湾的面包到二十几年月北面对面南街面东西他们把电影们我中南铁柱把就当见了德邦把铁器电影说来马多秋高也没变让心今年东巴来马多秋高没不了说让心多巴没变的小脑让心高有那年龄的巴没了心中共多巴没不了说这些让心那么这心结这样年龄多就说说两种我太老岁也供不了那让人心高阳没把当地了电影就是那么小他们这些都把你没够多巴没行电力局为军政局达到我那明天是连锁电力工具的猫了那没被过第一公用我东巴上第二电力专业不你们平时都见面把你做些把第二我这里就把当第二面都什么当初的就拉断那你就把它军队行动面蒙被挺多双一康熙就当时的把体也让心没被他们说就拉撒起又就近瞬间这边说电力全部的行动对你我说你是我的那个我是就让谁买了这边过了那边定金这兄弟民间的让心都在那点我就也跑出那么几年特别我打当着就我就一直在南山的他光今年这我这让谁去买这么大的等着多当着嘛你记得其他不能谢谢那么多我你都就提示了电影就搞了新几年都不能那么一样提那我提供就忙心都送却解释了电报了国际将去的
Mi 这些关节 Then 感觉原来的话也叫做你要拿其实做你也做的确定你都让确定你去了把它搞完心地安年年修行你都别不来嘛也就说说其实都大家也你懂明显 当时是对面带着面多就往一路上的阳米街边就到了马边说南巴公都 我就说了, 等你解锁了,都准确的解锁了,就把你们现在就做了,就没见龙些场所,全部得了,得了,给我等把了,那没有,对吧,能找到,那么听一遍,交点路。
那么这边你真到了说拉上台北做的做马拉上的红包级的叫马当来的那包了书面讲要有大多多切说这叫把那些人不切这不定你忙都到不就弄拉上台北把一下我好哦呀。Okay,
complete, okay, do the dedication, yeah. Then I think 4 o'clock we have Guru Puja, huh?